Welcome to the Early Retirement Show. If you are a longtime listener, thank you. And if you are new to the show, as a reminder, this show is dedicated to helping you retire early, otherwise known as the show dedicated to helping you understand what you have to do to be in a position where you are financially free, where work is now optional. So whether you are a few years out from retirement and you just want to know everything to prepare for that big date, or you're new in your journey and you want to get a head start on maximizing what you've worked so hard for throughout your life, this is the show for you. So we discuss everything from investments to taxes to insurance and everything that comes in between. So without further ado, let's go ahead and hop into today's episode. Welcome back to the Early Retirement Show. Today's episode is all about rebalancing. Now, you've probably heard the term rebalancing before. Today, we're going to walk through an example of what it is and really help you understand how can this help you make more money, not just this year or next year, but really over the course of your lifetime. So rebalancing is about how can you align your portfolio with your goals while the markets are doing what they're doing. So I think this is a really fun topic and a way to save tens, if not hundreds of thousands over the course of your lifetime, and also protect, because oftentimes we're talking about how can we make sure our money's working for us, but working for us can also mean protecting. And so it works in a few different ways, and that's what we're going to work through in today's episode. And before we hop right in, always like to say thank you so much for all of the reviews and for rating the podcast. We've now hit 50 ratings, so I appreciate that, and the reviews keep coming in. So every week, I'm going to go ahead and highlight a recent review just to say thank you, and if you have not submitted a review yet, please go ahead and do so if that has been helpful. And so the most recent review comes from Lucas Alushka, who says, Ari's podcast is great. He puts in intimidating financial concepts into simple, clear, and easy to understand language. I also appreciate his holistic philosophy when it comes to financial well-being. Love it. Thank you, Lucas. I appreciate that comment. And you can all, if you don't know already, go to my website, earlyretirementpodcast.com, and you can submit a question that I will answer in a future episode. And if you don't have a question but just want to leave a comment, you can certainly do so on that Apple Podcast app. So enough of that. Let's hop back into rebalancing, which to start, I want to take a step back, as you know I always do, and now you're like, oh, you're so many steps back, where are we? Are we at the bottom of the stairs? No, we are not at the bottom of the stairs. In terms of taking a step back, it's so that we can best understand how we want to frame this going into retirement, going into whatever your immediate short-term and long-term goals are. And so to start, let's look at what is rebalancing, why do we do it? So rebalancing, plainly, is taking from the investment in the asset class that's gone up in value to buy an asset class that's gone down. Now, I know I can already hear some of you saying, all right, we understand how that works, but what does that mean in terms of our portfolio? How do we actually do this? When do we do this? And how do you execute on this? So what I like to start with is a very basic example. Now, let's assume John has $100,000 to invest. And John comes to me, we talk about our goals, we talk about life expectancy, we talk about travel and career and what he wants. And after going through all of that, we end up determining that as of right now, what makes most sense is a 50% stocks, 50% bonds. Now, I never like to take this cookie cutter approach of based off of your age and based off of your risk tolerance between 1 to 10, how should you be invested? I don't think it goes nearly far enough when it comes to income and taxes and all of these different factors. But for sample sake, I think this makes most sense for today's episode. And so to start, $100,000, that's what John has to invest, and we're putting 50% in stocks and 50% in bonds. And I'm not going into the details of types of stocks and types of bonds, but just high level, 50% stocks, 50% bonds. Now, let's assume the market is doing what it's doing and markets are going down. And let's assume they're going down in both stocks and bonds. Now, that's what markets are doing right now in the short term. But if we look out a little further, really a lot further, and we say, hey, historically, what's happened? Well, historically, stocks grow much faster than bonds grow. Now, it doesn't mean bonds are bad. It means we own them for different reasons. Bonds are for more preservation. You don't expect them to grow. Now, if they do grow, you're not going to be upset, but the goal is not growth. And so when it doesn't grow a whole lot, you're not angry because that's not your expectation. With stocks, when the markets are doing what they're doing and it's going up and down, a little bit more volatile, then you are not surprised. Although it's not fun, that's what markets do. So back to the example. So now let's assume, because stocks go up and down more, let's assume that the 50% that you had in stocks, well, let's assume it's now 60%, meaning the $50,000 that was invested in stocks has now gone up to be worth $60,000 in value because of the way markets have been going. So now stocks represent 60% of your portfolio and bonds represent 40% of your portfolio. You might look at this and say, that's great. I've made more money and I am happy. Or you might look at this and say, based of everything, I don't really understand if this is the right mix anymore. I don't know what I should do. And this is a common concern, which is, okay, the portfolio has changed, but has your goals changed? Have your goals adjusted? And the reality is probably not. Meaning, because the portfolio has shifted, it's no longer in alignment with your goals. And after going through an in-depth planning process, we determine if this is the right portfolio, which it's never going to be exactly 50-50. It's going to be customized to your goals. But let's assume it is that 50-50, just for example's sake. Well, now your portfolio is not aligned with your goals. Meaning, if that 50-50 portfolio, 50% stocks, 50% bonds, was designed specifically so that you could create the income you want in retirement or create the experience from your investments that you are looking for, well, now you are not going to get that experience exactly because of the shift in the portfolio. So this is when we look to rebalance, where we are intentionally buying more bonds and selling more stocks, buying low and selling high, with the goal of coming back to that allocation of 50% stocks, 50% bonds. So that overweight in stocks and that underweight in bonds can be then achieved back to the original balance by executing this rebalancing strategy. Now, there's a few talking points on this that I go over with clients when we're revisiting this, which is, how often do we want to do this? Because if we were to do this all of the time, well, there might be trading costs incurred with doing so. Now, it depends on the platform you use, and most of them don't incur those any longer, but that's something we want to check in on. Meaning, is the fee of the transaction going to outweigh the rebalancing that's occurring? Now, when I look at rebalancing personally for clients, I look at it on a few different ways. That's why I hesitated, which is, it depends to me on how much has it drifted. Meaning, you may not need to rebalance. And I think advisors, which is not bad, but more often than not, they say, yes, let's rebalance on a quarterly basis. Let's rebalance biannually, which is not bad. It's certainly not bad. It's not going to hurt your portfolio. But is it optimal? Is it the best thing? Well, to me, let's just take it for example, and let's assume that that 50% stocks, 50% bonds, once again, let's assume that 6 months goes by, and now it's 51,000 is in stocks, 49,000 is in bonds. It's been a 1% drift, essentially. I'd look at that and go, probably doesn't make sense to rebalance. It's not enough of a shift, or what we call a drift in the portfolio, that it makes sense to make that rebalance. And so from our perspective, we want to look at it on a percentage basis, not just, for example, has 3 months gone by or 6 months gone by. What if a week goes by? And what if in that week we see that now it's 70% stocks, 30% bonds? Well, now that portfolio is far, far, far away from the original portfolio, which is what we created so you could achieve your goals most efficiently. And so I'll look at that and say, hey, let's do a rebalance. And so this is really what we call threshold rebalance, based on rebalancing based off of how far it shifted from the target allocation. So with rebalancing, there's many considerations, but the primary one and the primary approach I like to take is not just looking at how often and doing it on a recurring schedule, but determining what is the right mix for your goals. Now, One really important thing here is rebalancing should never lead the portfolio, meaning sometimes if you're saying, hey, what's the right amount of stocks and bonds to have in my Roth IRA or my IRA or my 401k or my brokerage account, there are so many different considerations and it gets confusing really quickly. For example, with a Roth IRA, which I talk about in other episodes, we likely, depending on your goals, don't want to have any bonds. The reason being with your Roth IRA, that's the account that grows tax-free forever. It's already been taxed, so by the time the assets are in that Roth IRA, we just want to make sure that's optimized for growth. Now, on the other hand, we would look at our IRAs and say, should we have more bonds? That way, the overall mix of the portfolio is in alignment with your goals. We might likely say yes. So we might not be rebalancing in a Roth IRA. We might be rebalancing in an IRA. So there's all these different considerations when it comes to rebalancing. But the goal is to say, can you have that right mix? And can you consistently check in on that or have software that assists with that, like I do at my firm? And that's why financial planning has all of these different directions. There's rebalancing, but rebalancing should never lead the financial planning discussion. That's something that your advisor should be doing on the back end, or at least discussing with you the theory behind how they are rebalancing. Because at the end of the day, it's how can we achieve our financial goals? And rebalancing is a way that we assist with that. So that's it for today's episode. Just a little bit more, I don't want to say financial because it's all financial, but want to get into the weeds behind rebalancing, when it makes most sense, what is it, and why we do it.
Thank you for listening to another episode of The Early Retirement Show. If you have a question that you want answered in a future episode, you can always go to my website, earlyretirementpodcast.com. That's earlyretirementpodcast.com, and you can go ahead and submit a question that I'll look to answer in a future episode. Thank you all for listening. Please do rate it, review it, and share it with someone who you think would benefit from this information, if there's anyone out there that you know. I certainly appreciate it, and I will see you all each week.
Hey everyone, quick disclaimer here. Please be smart about this, and before taking any action, consult with your tax planner or financial planner. Nothing in this podcast should be construed as investment, tax, legal, or other financial advice. It's for informational purposes only.